Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, I consider you to be a very generous person. You're thoughtful and you do things for others whenever you can.
Thank you. I don't even care who wrote that into the script. I'll take the win.
I mean, I know that we both respect and admire people who give back to their community, and it's especially cool to see celebrities use their status and their wealth to help others. And with this being the holiday season, we thought that we would focus on a few of our favorite stars who like to give back.
Yeah, so these celebrities really know how to use their money, their time, their fame to make the world just a little bit of a better place.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard feat, but they're trying.
Yeah, I mean, they're working tirelessly.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, November 28th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So the holiday season is in full swing, Richies. Who's getting cozy right now? And in honor of the season of giving, we're looking at some of the most generous celebrities out there, like rapper and Fast and Furious star Luda. Last December, Ludacris shared a video to his social media showing how he took to the streets to help those in need.
Okay, Chris, it's $50 on it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go on in, man.
I'm going in.
So in the video, Luda approaches a man in a wheelchair who's sitting outside a grocery store, and he hands him a gift card and encourages him to go in and buy himself some food. And in the caption of the post, Ludacris wrote about his dad telling him as a child that giving money to unhoused people would just lead them to buy alcohol. But he says he didn't agree with that as a kid. And he was like, you know, as a kid in my heart, I always felt that couldn't be 100% true. Mm. So Luda said he had been masked up and disguised, and he had been handing out gift cards to people in need so that they would have more of an incentive to buy food. He also added, I flipped this theory and I added my own twist to it because I refuse to not believe in hope. Mm. That's so sweet.
Yeah. I once saw a quote that said, because people have shared this sentiment too many times, honestly, where they're like, I don't give money to unhoused people because they'll just buy drugs or whatever.
Agree.
And someone was like, what you do with your money speaks about you, and what they do with what they have speaks about them. So like, whatever you decide to do, whether you decide to give them money or whatever, that's about you, and what they do with it has nothing to do with you. And it's just like, yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
It doesn't. They can do whatever they want with it, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
So while Luda is hitting the streets, Mackenzie Scott is hitting the checkbook. Mm-hmm. So Mackenzie is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon and is the fourth richest person in the whole wide world. and since her well-publicized split from Jeff back in 2019, Mackenzie has become extremely well known for her very generous charitable moves.
Yeah, so just an FYI, when Mackenzie and Jeff divorced, she received a $38 billion settlement. And she's definitely putting it to good use. Bless her. So after her divorce, Mackenzie joined the Giving Pledge, which is a group of billionaires who have made a public commitment to give away half of their wealth to charitable causes. I don't know if I fully knew this existed. This surprises me. But
We don't like to talk about good things. We're always about dragging billionaires. So
yeah, exactly. Who didn't tell me about this? So in her original pledge letter, Mackenzie said she has a disproportionate amount of money to share. And she said, "My approach to philanthropy will continue to be thoughtful. It will take time and effort and care, but I won't wait. And I will keep at it until the safe is empty." And since her pledge, she's given away over $12 billion to nonprofits. And this includes a $275 million donation to Planned Parenthood and another $436 million to Habitat for Humanity. So
I can't even process this kind of money.
I know.
Like,
it's funny because, like, I was talking to somebody this weekend and they were like, "I don't believe you can be a billionaire without being a terrible person." And I was like, in my heart of hearts, I want to believe that you can be.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, what if I became a billionaire? I know I'm a good person. I wouldn't
immediately become a It's all about manifesting.
But he's like, well, then you probably did. I was like, what if I just started a skincare line and it became so successful and I became a billionaire? That doesn't mean I'm a terrible person all of a sudden or did something shady.
I feel like I would want to be the billionaire that, like, I'm always giving away money so that I am just below billionaire status.
Yes, yeah, same.
But, like, the thing that blows my mind is, like, the difference between million and billion. Like, it's 11 plus days. It's, like, 11 days and some change for a million seconds. A billion seconds is 32-something years. Like, just the contrast.
Risha, what?
Like, if you a billion to a million. Because, like, a million and a billion, I don't think people realize the difference. Of like how far apart they are. So after 11 days, is like equivalent to a million seconds. And 32 years is equivalent to a billion seconds. Like, that's insane.
That actually is really insane.
Right?
Wow. Okay.
And I mean, props to Mackenzie for just throwing money out the window like that baby in that GIF.
Arisha, it's the holidays. Can you just say GIF once?
No, I can't. I never can. So, I mean, I love seeing ridiculously wealthy people giving their money away because,
same,
you know, we should be sharing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we all don't have as much money as Mackenzie. We don't even have one billionth as much as Mackenzie.
Right.
But we do have time. And I think that's also very important to donate when you can.
Yeah.
And one of the celebrities who just, I feel like, is constantly giving away his time is pro wrestler John Cena, who truly seems to just love to show up for his fans to the point that he broke the Guinness Book of World Records for the most wishes granted through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I gotta say, this man loves to surprise kids who are his fans, obviously, because he just, the videos out there of him surprising them when they're getting their Make-A-Wish filled, it's the cutest, sweetest thing, like this one.
Who's winning?
John Cena!
I hope I'm doing okay. Did pretty good last night. Pretty heavy, check it out. Would you like me to sign your shoes?
This is just so sweet. Like,
yeah,
he really does seem like a nice guy. And this moment is actually from the Today Show. And it's just one of the 650 wishes that he's fulfilled over the years. That's so many.
Yeah. And I didn't realize, I mean, I'm very not in the loop of wrestling.
I used to be.
I did not realize that so many people had this as a wish.
Yeah. I mean, he's like obviously a pretty famous wrestler, though, like him, The Rock.
Right, right.
You know,
I just think that it's so precious that kids watch this and they want to meet him. And he meets them.
That's where they learn to act.
Yep.
So for anyone who may not be familiar, the Make-A-Wish Foundation grants life-changing wishes to kids from ages 2 to 18 who are facing critical illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so John will actually travel all over the world to see children, like in their homes, at the hospital. He'll bring them gifts and, you know, he takes them to his movie premieres. He takes them to wrestling matches. Sometimes he brings them into the ring, which I'm like, if I'm a kid, I don't know if I talked about this on here before, but I entered this contest to be a bat girl at at like a minor league baseball game. And I immediately regretted it. I was like, who do I think I am signing up for this? This is never something I'd want to do as a child. But the game got rained out, thankfully. So I can't imagine being a kid and being in a wrestling ring. That's just crazy.
Well, when you first said it, I was like, wait.
Do you mean like Batwoman?
To wrestle with him?
Oh.
But then it's like, oh, just to like stand there and like look out and, yeah, and be like, being like, oh, my Make-A-Wish, stand on the Oscar stage.
Yeah, no.
The exact same.
Yeah, exactly. So a few years ago, John told ESPN that being chosen as someone's wish request is by far one of the most flattering things, which I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, if you're not moved, I don't know if you have a beating heart.
Mm. So my cousin had gotten a Make-A-Wish.
Really?
Yeah. They went to, well, you'll hate this, actually, so I probably shouldn't even say it.
Is it like a zoo or something?
SeaWorld. I think it was SeaWorld. To be fair, this was way before
Blackfish came out.
Everything's come out about them.
Yeah, but people still go.
I know. They all went to, they like got flown out there and the pictures, I was like, I want to swim with dolphins. Come on. So I was younger, obviously, and
classic
just jealous of everyone. Yeah, yeah, nothing's changed. So, I mean, it's the season for giving. Yeah. It's always great to see when celebrities are charitable, especially because, you know, they have a ton of wealth. They have a ton of resources. And while there are, of course, advantages for them to be philanthropic, they get tax breaks, good PR, doesn't mean I'm not a sucker for it. Because at the end of the day, it's like, you're still doing good. Even if you're getting something back, you're still doing good.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think what you actually mean is, Arisha, it's the season of giving. Isn't that how you would say it?
Okay. Is that how we're going to end this?
Yep. Happy holidays.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.